Hey, everyone. Welcome to another half shot of Three Stars Podcast.
Yay.
My name is Brad, and I've got Samantha here with me. Say hi, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
I do not have Bill here with me. Bill is MIA. So
okay.
You just get to hear our two lovely voices.
Yeah.
We're talking about something that's kind of a hot topic in the moment, at least. And it is the closing of Sancho's Broken Arrow here in Denver, Colorado. It is, or was, a Grateful Dead music-themed bar. And of course, they would also have live bands. And it was right next to the Fillmore Auditorium, which is on East Colfax. And its closing is a surprise, yet not a surprise. Yet definitely something that's going to be felt in the community. And there's really a lot behind it. In going back and looking at a bunch of the articles that have been written, this is a big deal because it's one of those, since it's a Grateful Dead themed bar, it really touches the hearts of the huge jam band community that we have in Colorado. And
I didn't even know it was a Grateful Dead themed bar. I'd only been in it once and I was pretty toasty. So I had no clue. I just thought it was like this scary, dingy, creepy bar.
Right. Because it definitely has the dive bar atmosphere, right? That is its thing. And of course, it's on East Colfax. So there's already a scary little bit going on there.
Yeah, definitely.
And it was, you know, most popular and at its busiest, of course, whenever there was any sort of event going on at the Fillmore. And that's pretty regular. I mean, the Fillmore has events, you know, at least five nights a week, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, I first went to this style of bar, the same owner. I went to this style of bar over 20 years ago.
Holy smokes.
When the original owner actually had opened his first Grateful Dead themed bar, which was called Coyote's True Blue. And they were way up on East Colfax, like far, far. I don't even honestly remember. It was so long ago, but I remember that it was way, way up there. That one was open. Then I believe in turn it went Sancho's. Then Coyote's moved to South Broadway. Then Sancho's stayed in its place, I think, for about the last 20, 22 years.
Wow.
And then the owners also opened up Cervantes, which was much more of a music venue. And that was over in the Five Points area. That closed, I think sometime around in and during the pandemic, that one shut down.
Bummer.
But yeah, there's a lot surrounding the reasons why. Right. So we'll get into a little bit of this. The reason why Sancho's closed down was ultimately because there were reports initially of allowing underage drinking and there were drug deals at the bar. Mm-hmm. So the Denver Vice sent in plainclothes officers to do a sting operation. And in 2021? No, where are we? We're in 2022. I got to look at the dates. But what they had done was they did this sting operation, and that ended up leading to the vice officers buying cocaine from one of the bartenders.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So when that happened, they got penalties for it. There ended up being a temporary restraining order against the owners that wouldn't allow them to actually even be in the building at all unless they were dealing with a very like specific list of things, right? Like if they had to do maintenance or they had to do, you know, certain caretaking things, they could be in the building. But the temporary restraining order made it the owners.
The owners?
Yeah,
that's
once that
the
happened,
owners, because wasn't it a bartender that sold coke to a vice?
Yes, and I'm sure the bartender got arrested and fired and all of those things. But
we would hope
there's such a long list of things going on with this that there's so much more. Like if you keep digging and you can go down a rabbit hole of articles written about the owner that end up ultimately leading to, you know, like way back, going back, some shady business practices, hiring bands to play, not paying them. He had a sexual assault charge against him. And he actually ultimately ended up selling his stake in Sancho's back in 2020.
Oh, wow.
So it was really kind of like before the sting actually took place. And his name is Jay Bianchi. And okay. He sold his stake in the businesses to Tyler Bishop and Timothy Primus.
Okay.
What happened was, and I've seen this kind of thing happen before, where you're in trouble for something, bad, bad trouble. And in order to protect the business, you sell off your share of the actual quote unquote ownership of the business. And that way, should you end up, you know, getting sued, losing that lawsuit, and people coming after you for your money, they can't get to your business as well.
I mean, it's kind of smart, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, of course, right? I mean, like people do it all the time because ultimately, like, it's the person, it's not the business. But if the business is attached to the person and the business has more money than the person, and a lot of times people hide their assets in one or the other, right? The person hides their assets in the business, or the business's assets are hidden in the person. So ultimately, Jay Bianchi's also a music promoter. So he continues, I'm sure, right? This is not specifically stuff that's written in the four articles that I read, but it doesn't specifically say this. But as the music promoter, you can be pretty sure that he's still getting a cut of things from the business. And when it comes to Sancho's, it's his personal collection of artwork that is plastered all over the walls and all throughout.
Oh, wow.
So you kind of have to rent that from him in order to keep it there, right? And I'm reaching a little bit, but this guy doesn't just walk away from his businesses like that. He doesn't just, like, quote unquote, sell them or whatnot, because he's still very highly involved. He's the one posting things on social media about what's going on. And he claims that the reason that he's in the know of what's going on is because it's his collection of artwork in the building. And then it looks like there's like some shady stuff that's going on in here as well with the person who actually owns the building itself, because he was also listed as having the temporary restraining order and not being allowed to go on the premises of the building. Of the bar, unless it was for, you know, maintenance reasons and upkeep and things like that.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. So they were supposed to have a final hearing in December to decide the fate of Sancho's. And this is kind of where I'm going here with one of my questions as to what's going on is, remember we talked about beta closing?
Yeah.
We did a half shot, about a month or two ago, because they had sting operations that went on. And ultimately what happened was Denver decided to revoke their liquor license. It was decided that they're too dangerous of a place and they should not be allowed to stay in business.
Right.
So is Denver now really cracking down by doing the exact same thing to Sancho's? Because that's what was happening, is they were going to revoke that liquor license and not allow anyone to attain a liquor license in that space for at least a year. That's the agreement that was reached. So are we seeing now a crackdown in Denver where the liquor stings are happening, the drug stings are happening, they're really targeting these bars that have been, I guess a quote unquote danger right? We always said that Beto was dangerous because they had like three shootings. Sancho's mm-hmm. did not have shootings, even though it's an East Colfax thing and you might expect it there, but they had drug deals. I mean, basically what they were looking at was cocaine, Molly, and DMT, or are specific ones that were mentioned in these articles.
You know, I think Denver is cracking down, and rightly so, because the whole point of a bar is to, it is for libations and socialization and fun. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure coke is so much fun, and I'm sure Molly is much fun. I've never taken any of those drugs, but that's not really where drug dealing should be going on. I've worked in a place where coke was being sold or passed around from bartender to bartender, bartender to customer, and I happened to find a little bag in one of the little black books, and that's not my scene. And no joke, I find it very disrespectful that you would be that selfish to put everybody else in jeopardy. You know, I could have gotten in trouble for noticing that little bag of coke in one of my checkbooks had there been a sting operation.
Right. Someone left it like as a tip, right?
They left it. Yeah. They left it in the checkbook, and I was cleaning the checkbooks the next morning, and sure enough, there it was. Good thing I cleaned it, or else I might have handed that checkbook to a guest, and it, lo and behold, the worst guest possible, you know, a vice, an undercover cop, and I could have been arrested. I could have been in so much trouble for that. So yeah, I think Denver is cracking down, and rightly so. Again, you want to sell drugs, do it on your own time. Don't put other people in jeopardy of that. Don't put your coworkers, don't put your boss in jeopardy of it. Don't do that to people. You know, that's your own thing if you want to do that. And as far as from what I've been reading regarding these notes about the owner, he seems like a really sketch ick dude. And like, no joke, he needs to be shut down. Now, that's just sexual assault, rape. Like that's not good. You don't want to have that attached to you in any way, shape, or form, let alone as a bar owner. I mean, that's just bad juju.
Yeah. And I mean, you don't want that attached to you. You don't want your business in any way associated with that sort of thing, which is why, like I said, I think that he sold off his stake when those allegations came up. I mean, I personally know a bartender who, a bar owner who had the same type of thing happen years ago, where someone got injured on his property because for New Year's Eve, they would build this gigantic, you know, ball, like they do their own New Year's Eve ball drop. And this, this jackass had gone and climbed up on the ball leading up New Year's as it was still in construction. And then he ended up getting injured, was personally suing my friend because my friend like basically like ended up dragging him off and like throwing him out on the street or out into the alleyway or whatever. So he then was suing my friend, and my friend, in order to protect the business, sold his stake in the business.
That's a bummer though, because that was the choice of the idiot to climb up on the ball. That's trespassing. You can't do that.
Yeah. It's
that's
unreal.
A bummer
though,
that your friend had to sell the bar.
Yeah. It's unreal though, how it is possible to either drag out that lawsuit and lose, or drag out that lawsuit and just settle, right? You end up settling so that you can end it all. And that happens a lot. A lot of times people don't sue with the intent, you know, you sue for like $2 million so that you could get $100,000, you know, and that's the kind of thing that happens. And a lot of times a bar would rather, or any business would rather, just shut that aspect of it down by settling it so that it doesn't follow the business anymore and it's done with. And your insurance company a lot of times ends up being the one that settles it. But regardless, you know, back to this, you know, you've got a guy who over 20 some years of being in business in the Denver area has had some shady business practices, you know, doesn't pay bands, leads to, you know, sexual assault and rape allegations, has now a drug sting. Also, I guess they found that they failed a liquor sting, and they ended up They ended up getting the, they found out like the security guards, like you're supposed to be a licensed security guard if you're doing security for a bar. It's like a certification. It's not something that's like a really difficult thing to get, but you're supposed to have that in order to make certain aspects of everything official. Mm-hmm. And in the end, they found that, you know, the person didn't have that. So
great.
Like, there are just so many shady aspects of this that it sadly seems that it needed to be closed down. And the real sad thing is there's a huge, huge market and huge following of, you know, the Grateful Dead, Fish, String Cheese Incident,
Leftover Salmon.
Leftover Salmon, Moe, all of these other bands. There's such a huge following. And those people that are the diehard fans love to go to a bar that really suits that thread for them.
Right. But if you're a barn owner that is really catering to your people, the people that want to go to these type of bars, then you don't put your bar in danger. You don't jeopardize it. This man is the exact same type of owner as the Beta Club. He's a self-centered person and he's shady as all get out, and he shouldn't be a bar owner. He shouldn't be entrusted with anything like this, because ultimately it puts a bad taste in the service industry's mouth. It's like one bad apple can ruin the whole barrel. And then number two, he is doing a disservice to the people that love going to Sancho's, the people that love the Dead, you know, Fish, String Cheese, all that such. So he's right. Not, he should not be a bar, that should not be his job at all. So you know what? Go ahead, put him out of business.
And just to, you know, kind of put the nail in the coffin on this one also, like if you had to like think about the kinds of business practices or the lack of management, and I know this from firsthand experience, right? Having worked at some place where they refused or repeatedly did not train everyone properly to not sell alcohol to minors or to not get caught by a police sting. The other concept that they had is a brewery called So Many Roads. Well, So Many Roads is in a 30-day shutdown right now for failing liquor sting.
Oh my goodness!
And so through the month of November, they are now in the same situation as the place where I worked, you know, up until a little over a month ago. So you know, when you see this systemically happening through their businesses and through the person who really was the head of the business, then it becomes not really a question anymore of did this place deserve to be shut down or not. But like you said, Samantha, they do their customers a huge disservice by having run it so poorly, and now you've got this massive market of people who love to have a place to go and call home for a bar, and they don't get that anymore.
They can't. Yeah, that really is. Ultimately, that's the saddest part of all of this, you know. So
yeah. All right. Well, sad, but. You know, I guarantee someone else is gonna come along, and I mean, who knows? Like that's one bar down, and
many more to come up and go.
Many more to come up and go down, and all of that. I mean, they still So Many Roads will reopen in December, and that'll still be there. So that's one place for people to go. And you know how it works, you know, someone that used to work there might just turn around and open up their own bar, or you know, yep. one of the regular guests might turn around and open up their own place to fill the void. So
yep.
I wish I was more of a jam band fan, because I would do it. That's a perfect kind of a spot to open right now.
Yes indeedy.
All right, well, thank you everybody for listening in on this half shot. We really appreciate all of you, and we hope you like, listen, share, and join us again for another half shot.
Bye-bye.